All right, let's dive into something you probably don't think about too much, but it's something we interact with every day.
Yeah.
It's injection molding.
Right.
And specifically, the force that shapes so much of what we see and use, injection pressure.
Pressure.
Yeah, so imagine for a second you're holding, I don't know, like a water bottle, getting that like perfect shape, that clarity, that strength. It all comes down to pressure, believe it or not.
That does.
We're going to break down exactly how that works
Yeah.
using some really cool articles and research
Da-da.
that I know you'll find fascinating.
Well, the interesting thing here is that pressure in injection molding is kind of like a balancing act.
Right.
You know, too much force, and you might as well try to squeeze a water balloon.
Right.
You'll just get bursts and distortions too
Yeah.
little, and you end up with gaps and weaknesses, like a building with like shoddy foundations.
So it's about finding that Goldilocks zone.
Absolutely.
Not too high, not too low, just.
Just right.
And you actually had a firsthand experience with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Something about testing pressure settings for transparent plastic parts.
Absolutely. I remember working on these transparent medical components early in my career.
Okay.
And I figured, crank up the pressure, make them super strong, right?
Yeah, of course.
Wrong. They came out cloudy with all these weird flow marks,
Huh.
almost like internal cracks, It was only when I eased back on the pressure
Right.
and we really fine-tuned it that we hit that sweet spot,
Yeah.
crystal clear, strong,
Wow.
and ready for the operating room.
So finding that perfect pressure, it's more than just avoiding like a cracked product, right?
Yeah.
It's about getting those precise qualities that you need for your product.
Absolutely.
But how does pressure affect all the other aspects of a plastic product?
Dirt.
I'm thinking about things like, how smooth the surface is,
Right.
or if the final piece is even the right size.
You're hitting on key points there.
Okay.
Let's start with surface quality.
Okay.
Imagine you're spreading frosting on a cake,
Right.
too much pressure, and it oozes out the sides, making a mess.
Yeah.
In injection molding, that's called flashing.
Okay.
Excess material squeezing out of the mold, ruining the finish.
Got it.
On the other hand, too little pressure is like running out of frosting before you covered the whole cake.
Yeah.
You get these gaps and incomplete fillings.
Okay, so we've got frosting disasters averted.
Right.
What about the size and shape of the finished product? Can
Yeah.
pressure really throw those off too?
You wouldn't believe how much pressure can impact dimensions.
Really?
I once designed these intricate little gears.
Right.
Super precise measurements, everything perfect on paper.
Right.
But when we ran the first batch, they came out smaller than designed.
Oh, wow.
Turned out we'd overestimated the pressure.
Oh.
That extra squeeze actually compressed the material more than we anticipated.
Oh, interesting.
It was a valuable lesson in understanding how pressure affects shrinkage and the final dimensions.
So, like squeezing into those jeans that are a little too snug,
Yeah.
you might fit, but
Right.
the shape isn't quite right.
An ideal.
And I'm guessing that pressure's influence goes even deeper than just the surface and the size, right?
Absolutely.
What about the stuff we can't see, like the internal qualities of
Yeah,
the plastic?
exactly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about mechanical properties because that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The right pressure is essential for achieving the strength and toughness a product needs to function properly.
Right.
Imagine you're building a bridge.
Okay.
You wouldn't want the beams to snap under pressure.
Definitely not. Especially if I'm driving over it.
Well, in injection molding, achieving the right level of strength is about packing those plastic molecules tightly together during the molding process.
Okay.
Think of it like building a brick wall. If the bricks are loosely packed, the wall will be weak and unstable.
Yeah.
But if they're tightly packed together with the right amount of mortar, that wall is going to stand strong.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Right. So pressure is like the mortar binding everything together and
Exactly.
giving the product its strength. But too much pressure, you could end up with like a brittle product, right?
You got it.
Like those super hard cookies that just crumble when you bite into them.
Exactly. Excess pressure can actually make the plastic less tough, more prone to breaking under stress.
Oh.
And speaking of internal qualities, we can't forget about density and porosity.
Okay.
A mentor of mine used to say, density is destiny in molding. And it's so true.
Okay.
Think of it this way. You're choosing between a dense, rich chocolate brownie and a piece of Swiss cheese.
Right.
Which one do you think will hold its shape better under pressure?
Definitely the brownie.
Right.
But what does this mean for actual plastic products?
Yeah.
Da-da.
High pressure during molding creates that dense, compact structure like your brownie,
Okay.
making the product strong and resistant to wear and tear. On the other hand, Low pressure can lead to a porous product full of tiny air pockets that weaken its integrity, just like the holes in Swiss cheese.
All right, so we've covered how pressure impacts the surface, the size, the strength, even the density of the plastic. What's left?
Well,
internal stress.
Internal stress.
It sounds like something you'd hear about in a therapy session.
It's surprisingly similar, actually.
Yeah.
You know how holding in tension or stress can eventually lead to problems?
Yeah.
Well, plastic products can experience that same kind of buildup during molding if the pressure isn't managed correctly.
Oh, wow.
Too much pressure. And those plastic molecules get all jammed up, creating internal stress that can cause warping or cracking down the line, even if the product looks fine initially.
So it's like a ticking time bomb.
It is.
The product could be sitting on the shelf looking perfectly normal, and then suddenly, bam, it cracks.
Exactly.
Because of that hidden stress.
That's exactly what can happen. Managing internal stress is about finding that delicate balance, making sure the plastic molecules are, relaxed and happy, so to speak.
Right.
Think of it like a yoga class for plastic.
Uh-huh.
We want it to be flexible and resilient, not tense and ready to snap.
Okay, so we've seen how pressure affects the look, the feel, even the inner workings of a plastic product.
Yes.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But why does all of this matter to someone who's not, actually making plastic products?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Let's bring this back to you, the listener.
Okay.
Think about that water bottle you're holding, or your phone case, or even the dashboard of your car.
Right.
Understanding the role of pressure helps you appreciate the incredible engineering behind these everyday objects.
Right. It's like knowing the secret language of manufacturing.
Exactly.
Suddenly, you're not just looking at a plastic product.
Yeah.
You're seeing the forces that shaped it.
Uh-huh.
The precision involved in creating something that's both functional and durable.
And that understanding empowers you to make more informed choices as a consumer.
Okay.
You'll start to notice the telltale signs of pressure problems.
Right.
Maybe those flow marks on a cheap plastic toy.
Yeah.
Or that slightly warped phone case.
Ah.
You'll have a deeper appreciation for well-made products that have clearly been crafted with careful attention to pressure control.
So it's about becoming a more discerning consumer.
Absolutely.
Being able to spot the good from the bad.
Yes.
The durable from the flimsy.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
In the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore what happens when things go wrong with pressure control.
Right.
And the fascinating world of optimizing injection molding for top-notch product quality.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with us, listeners, because we're about to get really deep into the pressure cooker, so to speak.
Ooh, I like that.
Welcome back. We're deep in the world of injection molding pressure, and you're probably starting to see just how much this unseen force affects the stuff you use every day.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So last time we talked about finding that sweet spot, you know, that just right pressure.
Right.
But what happens when things go off the rails?
Yeah.
What are the consequences of getting it wrong?
Well, think back to our analogy of squeezing into those too tight jeans.
Okay.
In injection molding, that's like using excessive pressure.
Right.
Sure, you might get a dense product, but it could also become brittle, like that super hard cookie that crumbles at the slightest touch.
Okay.
Technically, we're talking about a reduction in a property called elongation at break.
Elongation at break.
Meaning it can't stretch or bend much before it snaps.
Okay, so it's not just about the product cracking during manufacturing.
Right.
It's about how it holds up in real life.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want your phone case to shatter the first time you drop it.
Right.
Or a car part to fail under stress.
Exactly. And that's where understanding the impact of pressure on those mechanical properties is so critical.
Right.
Now imagine the opposite scenario. Not enough pressure.
Okay.
We talked about those short shots, those gaps and incomplete filling.
Right, like the frosting.
Exactly. It's like trying to build a house on a foundation with missing bricks.
Yeah.
You might get away with it for a while, but it's not going to be structurally sound in the long run.
So too much pressure, you risk brittleness.
Uh-huh.
Too little pressure, you compromise strength and durability.
Exactly.
It's a real tightrope walk.
It is.
What I'm curious about is how molders actually find that optimal pressure for each product.
Right.
Seems like there's so many factors to consider.
You're absolutely right. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
Finding the right pressure involves a lot of trial and error, testing, and fine-tuning.
Uh-huh.
It depends on the type of plastic being used.
Okay.
Some are naturally more viscous than others.
Right.
It depends on the complexity of the mold design.
Okay.
And of course, it depends on the desired qualities of the final product.
So it's almost like each product needs its own customized pressure recipe.
Pretty much, yeah.
What are some of the techniques molders use to dial things in and ensure that pressure is optimized for quality?
Well, one technique is to monitor the injection pressure throughout the entire molding cycle.
Okay.
It's like keeping a watchful eye on the oven temperature while baking a cake.
Okay.
You want to ensure that pressure is consistent from the moment the molten clastic enters the mold until it cools and solidifies.
Uh-huh.
We can actually measure and analyze the pressure curve.
Okay.
Looking for any fluctuations that might indicate a problem.
So it's not just about setting a pressure number and hoping for the best.
Right.
It's about constant monitoring and adjustment throughout the process.
Precisely.
Huh.
And another crucial factor is the temperature of the mold itself.
Oh.
If the mold is too cold, the plastic might cool and solidify too quickly, leading to those dreaded short shots or surface defects.
I'm picturing trying to spread cold butter on toast.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
The temperature of the mold and the molten plastic need to be in harmony to allow for smooth flow and complete filling.
That makes sense.
And speaking of flow, we can't forget about injection speed, which also plays a critical role.
Oh.
Too fast, and you risk turbulent flow and air pockets weakening the product.
Huh.
Too slow, and the plastic might start to solidify before it reaches all the intricate parts of the mold.
Wow, it sounds like there's a real art to this.
It is.
A kind of symphony of pressure, temperature, and speed.
Yeah.
All working together to create that perfect plastic product.
You've hit the nail on the head.
It's pretty cool.
It's about finding that harmonious balance, just like an orchestra conductor brings all the different instruments together to create a beautiful piece of music.
Wow, that's a great analogy.
And that brings us to another critical aspect we haven't touched on yet. Internal stress.
Right. We talked about how too much pressure during molding can create internal stress.
Yeah.
Like that tension headache building up inside the plastic.
Mm.
But what can molders do to manage and minimize that stress?
One technique is called annealing.
Annealing, okay.
It's like giving the plastic a relaxing spa treatment after the molding process.
Oh, okay.
We heat the product to a specific temperature and then slowly cool it down.
Okay.
Allowing those stressed out molecules to relax and realign themselves.
It's like taking the pressure off, literally.
Exactly.
But beyond these techniques, are there any innovations on the horizon?
Oh, absolutely.
Any cutting edge advancements that are changing the game when it comes to pressure control in injection molding?
Absolutely. One of the most exciting developments is the rise of simulation software.
Simulation software.
These programs allow molders to virtually model the entire injection molding process.
Okay.
Including the effects of pressure on the plastic flow, cooling, and even the final product properties.
So it's like having a crystal ball.
It is.
That predicts how the plastic will behave under pressure.
Exactly.
That must be incredibly valuable for optimizing the process.
It is.
And avoiding those potential pitfalls we talked about.
It's not just about avoiding problems.
Right.
It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible in injection molding.
Okay.
These simulations allow us to design and produce increasingly complex parts with greater precision and efficiency.
Wow. It sounds like a whole new era for injection molding.
It is. It's very exciting.
But before we get too carried away with the future,
yeah,
let's bring it back to our listeners.
Yeah.
Why should they care about all these technical details, especially those who aren't engineers or manufacturers?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
You see, understanding these concepts empowers you, the listener, to look at the plastic products in your life with a new level of awareness.
Okay.
You'll start to notice details you might have overlooked before.
Uh-huh.
Like those tiny flow marks or that slightly warped edge.
So it's about becoming a more informed and discerning consumer.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
By understanding the intricacies of injection molding, you can appreciate the quality and craftsmanship of well-made products and perhaps even make more conscious choices about the materials you use and the products you buy.
That's a fantastic takeaway.
Thank you.
And speaking of taking things further,
yes,
in our final part, we're going to dive into the future of injection molding.
The future.
And explore some of the cutting-edge innovations that are shaping this dynamic industry.
We'll uncover the incredible possibilities of new materials and techniques.
Okay.
From bio-based plastics to 3D printing and how they're revolutionizing the way we think about and create plastic products.
Stay tuned because it's going to be a fascinating glimpse into a world where imagination meets innovation.
Absolutely.
And the future of plastic is anything but ordinary. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into injection molding pressure.
Yeah.
You've stuck with us through the science, the art, and even the potential disasters of getting the pressure wrong.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, it has. Now it's time to blast off into the future of this field.
Okay.
What's on the horizon that's got you excited?
Well, what's really fascinating is how injection molding is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
We're seeing amazing new materials and techniques emerge, leading to products that are lighter, stronger, and this is a big one, more sustainable.
Okay, sustainable plastics. That's something I know a lot of our listeners are really interested in.
It is.
What are we talking about here, specifically?
One of the biggest advancements is the rise of bio-based plastics.
Okay.
These are derived from renewable resources, like plants instead of fossil fuels.
Uh-huh.
Imagine a world where your water bottle or your phone case is made from corn or sugarcane.
Yeah.
It's a game changer in terms of reducing our reliance on petroleum and minimizing our impact on the environment.
That's incredible. But I'm picturing those bio-based plastics behaving differently in the molding process.
Right.
Does pressure play a different role with these new materials?
You're right to be thinking about that.
Yeah.
Each type of plastic, bio-based or conventional, has its own unique personality, so to speak.
Okay.
It reacts to pressure and temperature in its own way.
Yeah.
That's why molders need to be at the cutting edge of these material advancements, constantly experimenting and refining their processes to achieve those perfect results with these innovative materials.
So it's a constant learning curve.
Absolutely.
Which is also what makes this field so exciting, right?
Exactly. You always got to be on your toes.
What other breakthroughs are you seeing in the world of injection molding? What's got you really geeking out?
Well, one that's really transforming the industry is the integration of smart technology and automation.
Oh, okay.
We're now seeing injection molding machines equipped with sensors and software that can monitor and adjust pressure in real time.
Oh, wow.
It's like having a pressure expert built right into the machine.
That's amazing.
Right.
It sounds like these advancements are not only improving quality, but also reducing waste.
Right.
And making the whole process more efficient.
Absolutely. It's a win-win.
So cool. And the innovations don't stop there, I'm guessing.
They don't. We're also seeing incredible advancements in mold design, creating incredibly intricate geometries and complex features that were once impossible to achieve.
Wow.
Think about the sleek curves and tiny details of your smartphone.
Right.
Those are made possible by innovations in injection molding technology.
It really makes you appreciate the ingenuity behind these everyday objects, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, we've come a long way from those simple plastic toys of the past.
We have.
And it's clear that injection molding is at the forefront of creating a future where plastic is both functional and sustainable.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to why we do these deep dives in the first place.
Yeah.
To help you see the world around you with new eyes and appreciate the incredible science and engineering that shapes our everyday lives.
So as we wrap up this exploration of injection molding pressure, what's the one key takeaway you hope our listeners will remember?
I'd say the world of injection molding is a fascinating blend of science and art, where precision and innovation go hand in hand.
It's pretty amazing.
And while we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we have.
There's always more to learn, more to discover.
Couldn't agree more. We encourage you to stay curious, keep asking questions, and keep marveling at the unseen forces that shape the objects we interact with every single day.
And the next time you pick up a plastic product, whether it's a cutting-edge gadget or a simple water bottle, take a moment to think about the journey it took to get there, the intricate dance of pressure, temperature, and time that brought it to life.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of injection molding. We hope you've enjoyed the journey as much as we have.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and never stop wondering about the world around you.